Prague's famous astronomical clock, which this year celebrates its 600th birthday. To mark the occasion, Prague City Hall is hosting an exhibition on the art of watchmaking. I took a turn around the exhibition and its curator, Jan Lidmanski, showed me some of the treasures on loan.
The main thing what we're showing, actually, it's old vintage pocket watches and wrist watches. You can see here many, many brands, many complicated pieces, from the first automatic wristwatches for the thinnest pocket watches, for the smallest mechanical movement ever.
What are some of the exhibits that you would point out, some that you're most proud of?
Okay, I can definitely show you the exhibition of Girard Perregaux. It's one of the really, really oldest manufacturer in the world. Their history started in 1791. And what I would like to point on is the pocket watch with five time zones from 1860. What is pretty special, because in 1860 there was no traveling through air or airplanes, so it was very difficult to travel. So five time zones is pretty impressive.
And anything else?
I would like to point on another Girard Perregaux with Equation of Time. It's a special complication showing you the differences between our time and sun time, between astronomical time. Of course, I would like to point on Ulis Narden. There is a trilogy, astronomical trilogy, showing you the position of the planets, showing you sunrise, sunset, showing you everything what you need to know what's happening in space.
These watches must be extremely valuable.
Yeah, that's really valuable. It's one of the most expensive three pieces here, what we have. Their value is 7 million Czech crowns.
Are there any watches with an interesting history?
Definitely, especially here from Jaeger LeCoultre, this company. It's very, very famous in watchmaking business. In their exposition, you can see the thinnest movement for pocket watch ever made from 1907. You can see the smallest mechanical movement ever made from 1929. And what is pretty special is, for example, this Grand Complication. It's a pocket watch from gold with perpetual calendar, with minute repeater, with moon phases. It's very nice. Or this one, it's a minute repeater in gold with jacquemarts. It means there is a enamel dial, and a little figures on a dial are actually moving when the hammer inside striking the gong.
These look like status pieces, all of them. Were they ever actually worn, or were they hidden away in a safe somewhere?
Lately they were actually hidden in a safe, or they exhibit in a special exhibition in Switzerland, but they were worn 100 years ago. If you have a look on this piece, it's a special piece dedicated to Romanian queen, and she gave it back to the museum. So actually, from on the side of the case back, you can see the logo, you can see the crest of the family.
And this watch, this looks like a woman's watch. Was it worn on a chain, maybe, this?
Yeah, it's a Art Nouveau brooch watch. It's enameled, and the top of the enamel piece, it's a gem setting. It's a very nice piece. It was worn in 1910.
Are these diamonds here?
Yeah, it's beautiful diamonds. You can see the smallest mechanical movement, the caliber 101, it's actually placed always in watches where they are diamond set, or what I said with diamonds. So it's part of the secret watch. So the time is very decent and small, so you can actually see the time only when you have a look from closer.
Right, and I believe that you have a watch here, a wrist watch that's been to space.
Yes, there's actually more pieces where they're in space. We have here first automatic chronograph ever worn in space 4 years ago. And we have the original of the spacesuit. We have original spacesuit what was there in 1994 on a board of ISS. Okay, and another watch is what we have here. It's Omega Speedmaster. It's a very famous watch because in 1969 it was on the wrist of Mr. Armstrong when he did the famous step on the moon. So it's actually first watch what ever been in the moon.
Do these watches actually work, all of them?
These watches are actually working, and it's very rare pieces because they are all from the special museums of each company.
So how did you manage to acquire them from the companies and from private collectors, I understand?
Yeah, part of it, of course, is from private collectors, but most of the pieces are from the companies. It was a very difficult part of the job, but thank God I'm working like 8 years with watches, so I know all the people from the industry, so it was not as difficult. The worst part was that the exhibition is running for 2 months, and it's very difficult to take away these pieces for such a long time.
So what helped? Was it the 600th anniversary of Orloi, the astronomical clock?
I think definitely, because it's the first time ever what something like this is happening here in Prague, because all the other exhibition, they were commercial, they were for sale, they were exhibition of new pieces. So the connection between such a long history and the long history of manufacture, it was pretty helpful. And especially this beautiful area, it's very nice, so it helped a lot.
I understand there is to be an auction at the end of this exhibition, is that correct?
That's correct. The 29th of March will be a special auction of watches. There will be a few rare pieces, like Patek Philippe, like Jermann Stäbe. There will be some Czech watches as well. The Czech company Prim, they make a limited edition of 12 unique pieces dedicated to astronomical clock. And each piece has engraved on a side of the case name of an apostle. So it's very special. And all this money from this auction will go to the two foundations. One of them will help child, and second one of them will help the Paralympic team.
I understand there were also some watches here from Olympics.
Yeah, definitely. Again, it's an Omega section, because Omega is partner of Olympic Games since 1932. So they're trying to show their stopwatches, their Rattrapant watches, their Flypeck functions chronograph. So they bring all exhibition of really special stopwatches, whatever used actually on Olympic Games.
Tell me, if there were one piece that you could have from this exhibition, which watch would it be? If you could just take your pick and say, I would love to own this one.
That's really, really difficult question. Oh, my dream piece is actually Master Minute Repeater from Jaeger-LeCoultier. It's a platinum watch with minute repeater, with indication of power reserve and torque of the spring in a barrel. It's a very nice piece. The value is, I think, over 130,000 euro. But I would go probably for some antique piece, because you can never buy it anymore. So it will be something from Jaeger-LeCoultier exhibition.
What is the very oldest piece you have here?
The oldest piece is from 1847, and it's called lever winding mechanism. It's not actually a watch, it's just the movement, and it's a first movement of its kind, what was used to substitute the winding of the watch, not by key, but actually by crown. So it's very special, 1847. It was the patent, and it's just the movement.
And the most modern watch?
The most modern watch is from 2011, and that's actually will be my friends. They are watchmakers in Prague, and especially for this exhibition, they were quickly finishing some of their pieces. So there will be two pieces from 2011 by Martin Broš, Czech watchmaker.
And is there anything else that we have not mentioned, anything of interest that I should see here?
I would say definitely one of the very, very special pieces here. It's in an Omega exhibition. It's a first wristwatch with tourbillon from 1947. It's a very rare piece. The most beautiful thing on it is that, as you know, today when you go into the shop to buy a watch with tourbillon, you always see it through the dial. But back then, in 1947, as I said, the tourbillon is hidden on a case back. So it's part of the movement, but you cannot say on a first look. It's here. Of course, for ladies, you can see a lot of pieces with diamonds. Some companies bring pieces from Art Deco, so you can see gem setting, you can see different kind of the diamonds, emeralds. You can really see the art of watchmaking, not only because of the movements, but by the design as well.
How many companies altogether?
There is 26 different companies and about 200 pieces.
And how long is the exhibition still running for? How long do people have to come and see it?
I think if someone would like to see it, there is a last week chance, because it's end up the 29th of March. And as I said, it will be the last day of the exhibition, and the final of the exhibition will be the auction and some fashion show and very nice evening.
Jan Lidmanski there, the curator of a fascinating exhibition on the art of watchmaking currently on show in the historical quarters of Prague City Hall.